Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Hey, I want to thank Hog Wild for bringing us our grub.
Yum.
Yeah, it's delicious. They got their smoked turkeys and smoked hams for the holiday season, so you want to get on board that. It makes things a lot easier if you want to chill at home tomorrow for the game since it's an away game. Stop at Hog Wild. They'll take care of you all the way, all day. The only thing is about Hog Wild is that you don't want to be late because they close at 8.
That's right, they do.
Tony's great. He comes here every Friday. I'll tell you what, I've never had, in a year, I've had more barbecue than I've had in my lifetime. And it never really gets old. It's good. It's very, very good. And this is the season that, you know, that they have that sandwich, Molly, we've talked about that has the coleslaw on it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Those things are so stinking good.
I don't know what it is. It's the cold and the warmth and the crisp and the bite
it's
and the vinegar.
Crispy and yeah, I mean, it's like the whole number sensation.
Yeah.
Just like all of the good tastes together.
Well, that's only in the summer. Bummer.
Look at you.
I know. He told me the other day, he's like, no, I don't, maybe it's on there still. I don't know. But I thought he told me it wasn't. But yeah, it's all about the holidays, you mm-hmm. know, and it does make it a lot easier. Have you guys, have you gotten your turkey yet? I got two
no.
of them. I already
you
went
did?
Out. Oh, yes, I did. I got the turkeys. Mm-hmm.
Now, you said you got two turkeys?
Uh-huh.
Are you frying one and roasting one? What's the story? Like, why two?
I always get two, one for the family and one for me later.
Okay. Because you don't have enough for like, well, because some of them, you get those big old birds and they feed you for a good long while.
Yeah, but I like to stock up. Like this, the second one I got is a perfect size to put on a smoker and I won't touch that till spring.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what it is. So yeah, it's weird. It's just a weird thing I do. I've always done. You can always get turkeys year round. I don't know what the prices are because I don't pay attention. But whenever I see like 99¢ a pound, I'm like, all right, I'll buy four of those. Is it like that year round? I don't know. But I end up keeping it in the freezer until it gets almost freezer burning. Then I take it out and cook it. So it's just a weird thing. It's like a hoarding thing. I hoard turkeys. I'm a turkey hoarder.
So you must have a freezer, like a standing freezer then.
Yeah, I have a freezer. I can shove it in there with all those Omaha steaks.
Okay, because that's the thing is that there's no way, like laymen who don't have standing freezers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like for me, I have no place to put it until it gets close to the end. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I only have like the one fridge or, well, I have two fridges actually, but like to make room for something the size of that turkey. Because we usually get like a 25 pounder.
Okay, yeah.
And
those are huge.
I know. I mean, like those kind of birds where it's like, okay, we're going to feed 12 people and try to have leftovers. So I always try to get it towards the end and like kind of maybe watch some of the deals because I have no place to, I have no freezer to put it in.
That sucks. See, so I can take mine out a week ahead of time. That's where it always gets iffy with the turkey. I can't believe we're talking turkey talk already, but sounds like you're a candidate for some Hog Wild turkeys then. You don't got no room for a frozen turkey.
No room for frozen. We roast ours. I always think it'd be fun one year to maybe do the fryer, but then like all those crazy fryer stories, like horror stories come out and it scares the bejesus out of me. You know, people where it's like, it burned or caught fire.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I'm like, I don't know if I trust myself with hot oil.
I don't mess with that. But if you don't want to mess with any of it, I was just saying that you can pre-order your stuff for Hog Wild. I just want to thank those guys for coming in every Friday and supplying us with the nourishment we need to get through the weekend. Thank you so much.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Station.
The Big Party Morning Show. You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Lots of stuff coming up. It's going to be drilled by left and right. First of all, diaper drive. I just want to keep that in your head. It's almost the weekend. Our diaper drive is 14th, 15th, and 16th of December. That's the drop-off dates at Linden Market Hy-Vee. We do this every year. God, I want to say it's our 14th year, but it's all benefiting the women and children of the Liddy House who are running from difficult situations.
Right.
So this weekend when you're out, maybe you're out there getting your turkey stuff or whatever. I think that's what I'm going to do this weekend, by the way. But pick up a package of diapers, man. It's definitely going to go somewhere. You don't have to worry about it rotting. But
right.
Yeah, just toss it in your trunk and maybe stop into work on Monday and drop them off at the foot of your desk and tell everybody that's what you want delivered because you want to take part in this year's diaper drive.
I think it's just such a neat charity. So many people, focus around the holidays about, whether it's the meals for the holidays or toys and things like that. But this is something where it's all year round. Like it's something that you're giving this time of year, but it's not just something that helps people just once a year. This is something that helps an entire community 365 days. And that's what I think is just so impactful about what they do at the Lydia House and the Diaper Depot. And we're so lucky to be a part of all of it. It's been such a great experience all the years that we've done it. And then just the cool people that you get to meet. Like all the listeners that come out, people that you never, people that have just happened to hear it and they don't necessarily, they're not, necessarily always listening to the station, but then now they are because they're like, oh, I gave and I heard this and this is cool. So thanks in advance to everybody that's been working because a lot of people, we have a lot of really great loyal listeners and who keep this in mind for this time of year. They're like, oh, we've been getting emails, we've been getting Facebook messages and tweets and everything. People asking, okay, what are the details? Because they have been getting together with their friends or offices or clubs or groups and getting their diapers squared away for the drop-off, which is coming up in just a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be here. You know what's funny, Molly, is that we're going to see some people there that started doing the diaper drive when they were born. So they'll be, 12, 13, right. 14 years old.
That's so
holy
crazy.
Holy smokes. It's like me having my own child, So, yeah.
Without any of having to change the diapers, you just drop off the diapers.
It's amazing when you think about it. It's like some of the children, what they'll do is in lieu of like presents or anything like that on their birthdays, they'll have diaper drive, or like diaper birthday parties, where all they want is diapers. And then they collect diapers year round, these little guys, little girls, just for this one moment to drop it off when we do the diaper drive. So, I mean, what was I doing at those ages? Picking my nose and probably eating it.
Sick.
I didn't have that diaper thing. I mean, yeah, it's just amazing thing altogether. So, yeah, it's going to be a crazy year. Last year we got collected by you guys, by the way, almost 1.3 million diapers.
That was unbelievable.
Absolutely.
A record year for us, a record year. And it
absolutely.
I mean, and the thing is that people always ask, like, what's your goal? It's like, we don't necessarily have a goal. We just are happy to receive whatever the community comes out and is able to give. So, last year was a record year, and whether or not we make that or surpass that this year, that's never been like in our mindset. Like we always just kind of keep it like, let's just let the community decide like how generous we'll make call. I mean, you'll hear us on the radio the weekend of the 15th and we will be begging for diapers
and pleading and begging.
And more begging.
And more begging, yeah, for diapers. So, yeah, we just want to put it in your head right now. So if you can go to channel941.com, you'll see a little bit more about it. But they have all the details you'll need. They even have a little banner or whatever you want to call it, a flyer you can download if you want to hang that up somewhere or put it somewhere. So just keep it on the top of your mind because, we are going to be talking about more and more as it gets closer. But the diaper drive is, it's a little over 4 weeks away. All right, December 14th, 15th, or 15th, 16th, and 17th drop-offs.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel 94.1. You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Good morning to you. 9:49. It is Friday.
Ooh.
Yeah, all right. So the weather this weekend, it's not going to get too warm today. It's 22 now, and we're going to hit about 39. But tomorrow, maybe some rain. 40% chance in the morning. I think might so on Sunday, too. But we're looking at upper 40s. And then next week, back into the 50s. Maybe even a little golf action if you can get out.
Well, I would love that.
I know you would. It's Magic Man right there.
I'm already eyeing next Thursday as maybe a day off.
Are you? It's a day off.
Sunny, 57. Get that one last round of golf in.
Yeah. It's kind of nice. The older you get, the more you realize that you don't have to play sick anymore. You know what I mean?
Just being honest works.
It is honest. I remember I used to call in sick at a place before radio, and I'd make up all these excuses. One time I even went to a doctor's office just for an appointment, for whatever. I'm like, I'm not feeling well, and I got a doctor's piece of paper. I took it off when he left the room, and I wrote my own scribbled note. I'm like, I won't be able to make it in because my work wanted a doctor's note. I'm like, really?
Now that I'm older, I just call in uninterested. I'm uninterested today. I'm not going to come in.
I can't possibly make myself interested.
All right, we got Huskers this weekend, by the way, and got Go Team DeGan's up in probably en route to Minnesota right now to support him. So if you're looking. Look alive. Follow us on Facebook because I'll let you guys know what you're looking for. He'll probably be the only fans there. So he won't be hard to find.
I'm in his seat right now. There's something feels different.
Yeah.
And then the power chair right here.
There you go.
DeGan's seat.
Yeah. Oh. You got Wisconsin this weekend? Is that the deal? Iowa?
Iowa, Wisconsin, 2:30 tomorrow.
Oh.
It's going to be a black and gold Saturday.
He's been talking about this for like the past 4 days. Like,
I can't stop talking about it. You know what? Because he got the win. He got the big win. And you should. And I told you that. I said, if there's a game to win, that was the game to win. You can lose the rest of the season now. Who cares?
Right, exactly.
You know, you can ride this for the next few weeks.
Ride it, my friend. Might be able to carry that into next season.
But you know what? DeGan and I were talking, and we do want to make a bet with you. We've worked together for this long. I have yet to make a bet for that Iowa-Nebraska game, and we want it to hurt. So just be ready.
we're
trying to figure something out. Well, we will be in pain just as much. You know, we've got some ideas.
So. That's if I decide to participate.
I know. That's the problem.
It's going to be a two-way street.
I know. It's got to be two-way. Kay's in next. She's filling in for the lovely Chi. Kay, you got some Katy Perry action going on.
Yes. Get your unicorn horns out and your glitter, your neon tights. We're going to get crazy.
All right. Pay attention. Also, I'm happy and excited because Hogwild brought in food this morning. And generally, in about 10 minutes, we have to exit it all out of here for Chi. We don't for Kay.
A barbecue for breakfast all day.
There you go.
She's been initiated. You are one of us.
Have a safe weekend, people. We'll see you guys Monday, and do yourself good.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show.
Channel 94.1.
Hello.
What's going on?
You're listening to
The Big Party Morning Show.